KSL.com.
Good morning. On the Dace Point Bridge going north, there's something in the middle of the bridge cars are having to avoid. It's blocking the left lane completely. And on the Fuller Warren Bridge going north, there's a broken down truck, and there is some backup. Road rangers on the scene. However, we can see on the traffic cam southbound on the Fuller Warren Bridge is even more backed up, probably just due to natural traffic flow. This afternoon, we may get a thunderstorm, a high of 92. Tonight, partly cloudy, 77 the low. Right now, it's 78 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. The primary elections held this past week in several states show that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democrat challengers. And U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked the election systems here in Florida.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Tonight is the Democrats debate. I have to go there, and I will go there. I will keep my mouth shut like I did last night at the Republican debate. Good morning, 8:03. Ed Dean here in the mornings along with Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB, here on our newsmaker line, the moderator for this debate. The questions were so good last night. Kent Justice from News 4 Jax, our partners. You're now being called the Ed Dean of the TV airwaves because you did such a great job.
And I heard you just a moment ago saying he's probably getting a chuckle out of that as I was laughing to no one in particular here at my home. So,
did you? Listen, this is my personal thing, so I'm not saying it's for you. I'm looking for a comedy hour tonight watching the Dems debate. Well, we can talk about that later. What was your take last night on the debate between, which you moderated, which was seen statewide, between Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam and Congressman Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, so it lived up to what we expected in terms of from the opening statements. Adam Putnam came out swinging. The end of the game result is, well, did anybody really score a touchdown or hit a knockout punch or whatever sports analogy you're going to make there? And maybe not, because Ron DeSantis proved himself fairly well-educated on the issues that it seemed like if we went just to the state that the Adam Putnam campaign was going to shine on. Putnam certainly showed that he's got more knowledge of state issues. He's worked in the state government for almost 8 years, right? But I don't think DeSantis lost any ground. He certainly did not lose or lose in a big way. And, of course, the support that he's got from President Trump the last month has really, really helped what's happening in terms of polling.
Yeah. How in the world, was this part of the compromise for the debate? How in the world did DeSantis' crowd get half of the seats and the Putnam crowd half of the seats?
that should be how it is in some ways. And it only seemed like, because you were sitting in the crowd, it only seemed like half was on one side and half was the other. There were a lot of folks that were kind of offended and spoke with me afterwards. Boy, I didn't like that so-and-so's crowd got rowdy.
I know, you can't win.
But, in some ways you have to let people just express themselves, and in some places you have to say, okay, knock it off. We want to hear what the candidates actually have to say. But I appreciate the comments on the questions. We tried to go deep, and we tried to make it Florida-centric.
Right.
Isn't that what people want to know about? We're talking about being the chief executive for Florida, not a lot of the federal issues.
On our newsmaker line, Kent Justice, the top news anchor for News 4 Jax, the big moderator for the debate last night on the Republican aisle running for governor. Tonight he's doing the Democrat debate. One of the things that really kind of flared up a little bit was the pretty much called, DeSantis of Adam Putnam, a Johnny Come Lately. We've been playing all the clips about that this morning. But the real contentious one, it even DeSantis admitted, is not even a state issue, it could be made one, was all about the fare tax. And, conservatives love the fare tax. I was sitting amongst the crowd last night. I was sitting next to some DeSantis supporters. I was sitting next to some Putnam supporters. And a couple of the Putnam guys leaned right next to me going, we love Adam, but please do not double down. Stay away from the fare tax. And Putnam last night went guns a-blazing last night. And that, again, not even a real big state issue, but it really took a lot of notice, and you allowed him a little bit of leeway to talk more about that issue.
Yeah, and it wasn't something that we necessarily were going to get into.
Right.
They made it an issue, so I tried to craft a moment where we could let them hammer it out. But there are a lot of people, and maybe with good reason, who feel like Adam Putnam is mischaracterizing what a fare tax is. And this 23% that he throws out, and that DeSantis is going to add that on the taxes you already pay. Not entirely accurate. So that's where I tried to say, okay, make yourself really clear on this, and then let's move on to another topic. But, yeah, there are a lot of people who are pretty fired up about that in the audience. And so we thought it was, you know, you had to give them time to spell out where they stand on that.
Anything different tonight at Jacksonville University at their Public Policy Institute? Anything different tonight than what we might have seen last night when you do the Dems debate?
I don't think any of these five Democratic candidates are going to call the other candidate the Seinfeld candidate.
Yeah, I saw that.
As a matter of fact, I saw that somebody said, I don't know why Adam Putnam thought that was an insult when you're talking about the greatest sitcom of all time. Anyway, tonight's format is a little bit different. It's not a straight debate. It's a candidate form. So I'm going to ask some hopefully very hard, deep questions, but it'll be one-on-one with each of the candidates in succession over that hour. Hopefully, still very good to get out information that voters are going to be looking at. But yeah, a little bit different format tonight. But here's the thing, and we talked about it a little bit last night, and you and I certainly did. Whoever the next governor of Florida is going to be in November, they're coming through Jacksonville either last night or tonight.
I think one of the best sitcoms that we may ever see may take place tonight. On the Dem side. So I just
we'll see if any of the networks send a talent coach and a scout and see what they can do.
Couple of things. When you talk to voters, give me an issue on the Dems or on the Republicans. And we ask this of a lot of callers. What issue do you think that has not been discussed enough that when you bring the issue up, people kind of like talking about it as an issue on both sides? What do you think it is? Or what have you covered?
So, for instance, I know that what we were trying to do last night versus what we're trying to do tonight, we're trying to ask the questions that party platform doesn't really handle well. So we went a little deeper, I think, on environment last night with Republicans.
Yeah.
Because they always have great answers on that or what they're going to do. So tonight, for instance, I'm going to talk a lot about what's already in the state budget, because when you hear from the Democratic candidates and they say we need to put more money into A, B, or C, we need to put more money into education. All right. Do you know how much money is already being put into education? Do you know how much of the state budget is already in education? So if you're going to put more money there, where are you going to find that money? Are you going to raise taxes? And a lot of times, I think, especially on the Democratic side, they'll say, well, we just shift priorities. Well, education or healthcare, those are your big priorities. Guess what? Those are the biggest items in the state budget already. Where are you going to get the money to do this stuff? So that's, I think, one of the areas where Democrats in particular have to stand up and explain themselves.
Ken Justice, news4jax.com. The only big statewide debate took place last night among the Republicans. Right. Tonight, the Democrats. 8 o'clock tonight, correct?
You are correct, sir, and I'll get you a better seat in the audience tonight.
Please, yeah, instead of being in the back, don't put me the next to the back. All right?
You can sit right by the family tonight, Ed.
I'm looking forward to it. You got a lovely family. Kent, thanks so much for coming on today. All right, Kent, he's got a lovely family. Let me take a couple quick calls, and we're going to get to our big panel discussion. Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. I wanted to point out, I have a lot of points I could make, but mostly I was very happy that Ron DeSantis came out against Common Core in his opening paragraph, his opening statement. But he also missed an opportunity to nail Putman when Putman said he's against cookie-cutter education, and Common Core is essentially the cookie-cutter. And I wish he would have mentioned that, but... He also, when it comes to the water thing, the Indian River estuary is a big problem.
Yes.
That's specific to those houses. And I don't think we need a Florida state inspection mandate that's going to cost hundreds of dollars a year just because of that one problem. I mean, if you look at the picture of where those houses are, I mean, they're around the water table.
Yeah.
And they're old houses. Yeah, fix those. But, you know, why should I have to pay $200 a year for inspection for my septic tank?
Yeah, it's kind of a good point, yeah, to say that sometimes going to, that's right. What Joe's talking about, and by the way, this is being pushed by the Republicans, Joe, is to have a mandated inspection of your septic tank. As you point out, where they can go out and take a look at certain things out there, and they haven't kept up with their sewers and there's some of the sewage pipes as well, but you're going to end up paying for that.
Yeah, and the irrigation runoff is a much bigger problem.
Right.
And DeSantis, I don't know if his solution is going to work about the reservoir, but it's still, you know, it's a low impact on people.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, good to talk to you. I know it's too easy to blame Big Sugar. Somebody pointed out to me today that DeSantis is taking money from, where was it, Florida Crystals? So what's the difference? But we'll have that coming up next. 222-TALK. 222-8255 Talk Radio WBOB.
On 995 north of the Fuller Warren Bridge, there is a broken down truck. Road Rangers have arrived. Southbound traffic on the Fuller Warren is probably even more backed up. Traffic this morning being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, August 9th at 7 p.m., it's pregame action as the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the New Orleans Saints at TIAA Bank Field. Friday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m., it's Night at the Zoo, Zoo Odyssey 3000 at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. And Saturday, August 11th at 12 noon, it's the Jacksonville Caribbean Carnival Food, Craft, and Music Festival at Metro Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Nice weather, but warm for most of the day. But by afternoon, we may see a thunderstorm roll in. A high today of 92, partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 77. And right now, it's 78 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The primary elections held this past week in several states show that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democrat challengers. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked into the election systems here in Florida. And things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
All right, 16 minutes after the hour in the studios, she has her own radio show, which is going to be held here today at 2 o'clock. Karen Morton is the chairman. Excuse me, I'm politically correct. She's the chairwoman. She's the leader, okay? She's the Charlton Heston, Ben Hur, leading everything down the road there for the Duval County Republican Party. Matt Schellenberg, also a city councilman, businessman from the city of Jacksonville. Both of these individuals were at the debate last night. Karen, you always give great analysis. By the way, Karen Morton is not a rhino. Everybody may think the...
That's correct.
Yeah, all these establishment people. Okay. I know Karen. Karen is a conservative, and she much tells it the way it is. What did you think of the debate last night? Give me your analysis.
My analysis? I think there were some excellent things that were done. One of the... Actually, right before the event, I had a conversation with Tim Kost, and he said, what do you think is the most important question to ask, or what do you think is the question to ask that you think may not be covered? And I said, well, the first question ought to be something about the Second Amendment and school safety. And he kind of went, ooh, really? And that was the first question.
Yeah. I was very surprised
that that came up.
Matt, the only thing, the notes that I took, even though they, you know how they vote, Putnam and DeSantis, they didn't really come out and say, I differ with Governor Rick Scott on this bill. That's what I was looking for last night.
Neither of them did, but no. I also think that that's going to be challenged. My understanding, the NRA, they don't have any money right now, but they're going to challenge that bill going forward. But the interesting thing is that burden is always on the local schools. They make these laws. It's a home rule kind of thing. They're telling basically the schools that you have to provide resource people or somebody in these high schools, and that's a huge burden on most of these schools. By the way, I was reading an article about that guy down in Parkland. There are so many red flags along the way.
Which guy?
Cruz.
Yeah, Nicholas Cruz, yeah.
But that no one intervened, and then you blame guns. There were so many things that should have been noted and taken care of before it got to where it was.
For those of you tuning in, let me play a couple of the clips that took last night in the debate. Here was a little bit from one of the candidates, Adam Putnam.
Mr. Putnam, we have a lieutenant governor. I would think a Harvard Yale trained attorney would know that the lieutenant governor would ascend to the governor's role. Yeah. I think that you can take everything that my opponent knows about water and put it on your sticky note and still have room left over for your grocery list. I am committed to protecting Florida's water supply. As someone who supports his agenda, I believe that I'm best suited and know Florida best and will put Florida first, so that every day I'm not having to call the White House switchboard to get my instructions for the day.
You know, that's been a big discussion, Karen. I mean, the sound bites were great last night. That's been a big discussion that DeSantis has not come across too knowledgeable on state issues. I thought he did a better job last night.
Yeah, I think that was one of the major differences between this debate and the 1 month and a half ago, 2 months ago at the Sunshine Summit. I think DeSantis really decided to double down and start talking about state issues and prove that, I get it. I'm here. I've lived here, just because I've been in Washington, D.C. for the last few years, I understand the issues.
So big discussion about...
Well, wait a second. He wasn't very detailed in his... He was more of a 30,000...
Nobody was detailed.
I think Adam was a little bit more detailed.
Putnam actually knew what was going on in numbers.
Let's just call the witness. On the water issue and other issues, I think Adam over-explained. I mean, he did show his knowledge and he did it.
Yeah.
But having said that, I didn't think DeSantis came close to explaining enough, if that makes sense, on some of the issues. Sound bites were great, but man, when you got 90 seconds, I can get a lot done in 90 seconds.
You get a lot done in 90 seconds, but when you're with cameras and all that kind of stuff, that 90 seconds really flies by.
It's really extraordinary quickly.
When you're... I've been in these kind of things. And it's very difficult, to focus on one thing.
The question came about, there's a couple of clips I want to get into. The question last night came about, the Congressman DeSantis, big supporter Trump supporter of DeSantis, that again, Adam Putnam wasn't even around. Now he's a Johnny come lately.
He will not do anything that offends U.S. Sugar, who is his main supporter. This is a guy who, when we were trying to beat Hillary Clinton, said Trump was vile, obscene, dishonorable, never showed up at a single rally. He could have put his picture on a milk carton. No one knew where he was during the campaign. And now he acts like he's this big supporter. Look, there were people that didn't support him. I'm happy that there are folks who got on board, but this is inauthentic.
You know, Raj and I were talking about this earlier this morning. If Putnam, and there is an accusation that some would say that's pretty much true, Putnam could nowhere be found, even after the nomination to President Trump in 2016. If Putnam was around a lot with President Trump in 2016, Roger and I are kind of thinking, I bet you Putnam probably would have gotten the endorsement.
Possible. I have no way of knowing, but I think in Washington D.C., I think DeSantis has gone out of his way to represent the president and the president's policies, and represent his constituency who agrees
right.
with the president's policies. So, obviously there's some camaraderie there. But, I don't know. I honestly don't know what would have happened had Adam paid
now,
more attention to the president.
Let me play one clip, Matt. I want your take on this. Is that Putnam says DeSantis, whether you agree with President Trump, he had a plan. He says DeSantis doesn't have a plan on how to deal with Florida issues. Quote, you're just running on an endorsement.
You're going to get a pro-business climate. You knew what you were getting. He ran on a plan. You're running on an endorsement. It takes more than that to serve 21 million people.
Some people would agree that that's all it is. I get callers that sit back and say, I haven't been following state issues, but I'm going to run on DeSantis' endorsement. What do you say to that, Matt?
I would agree with this. One of the questions that should have been asked, I think, that what business experience do either of them have? I don't think that DeSantis actually has run anything. He does have credibility on being in the Navy and being a lawyer. But actually, has he run a large operation of three people other than his staff? I think this is important because when he goes to Tallahassee, he's going to have to make lots of appointments and actually run a $87 billion budget.
Yeah.
And by the way, Putnam was correct on this. Trump is doing a great job, but the Congress is not following him on many of these issues.
But Karen, some would say, we've had this, I've had people that have texted me going, hey, you know, if DeSantis wins, we hear that the Putnam crowd, some of the supporters will vote Democrat. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, you always hear that.
I also heard that big time when Governor Rick Scott ran.
Right.
Governor Rick Scott had no experience.
This is so much like the Scott campaign. Yeah.
Is that what you see?
Yeah, absolutely. I do see that. This is very much like a replay. Yeah, 8 years ago.
Wait a second. Rick Scott had a huge operation he was a manager of. He had thousands of employees.
Yeah, but the campaign
itself, he ran four hospitals.
Hits.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So he has experience making decisions, mm-hmm. looking at the pros and cons and making a decision going forward. Where is his agenda? And I think I didn't hear that from either one of them last night.
So here was a big discussion last night was centered around this ad that Adam Putnam has been running against Congressman Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. What would a 23% sales tax do to Florida's economy? If Congressman DeSantis had his way, everything would cost 23% more. Groceries, gas, home purchases. Congressman DeSantis sponsored legislation to increase sales taxes by 23%.
So that discussion came up last night. Here was Putnam doubling down, attacking Congressman DeSantis.
You said about the attack ads, but you forgot to mention that they're true. You did. Support a 23% national sales tax that would be a tax on groceries, a tax on medical services, a tax on prescription drugs, a tax on houses. Now,
all right, for the audience,
a community like Nocatee, where you're going to have a 23% sales tax on a new home, but no 23% sales tax on existing home stocks. Seniors in the villages are going to have to pay 23% on medical services when they've been paying income tax their whole life. And to pay for it, you've got, and to make it less regressive, you have to have a $600 billion rebate program. That's bad for Florida.
Well, on the other side, I want to talk more about this because it gets even a little bit more, as we say, a little bit more fierce on this issue. 222-8255 Talk Radio WBOB.
On 95 North on the Fuller Warren Bridge, there's a broken down car. Road Rangers are now on the scene.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any maker model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.
This is Clay County Sheriff Darrell Daniels.
I'm Sheriff Bill Leeper from Nassau County.
And I'm Sheriff Mike Williams of Jacksonville. We know Florida's Attorney General defends the Constitution and locks up violent criminals. Prosecutor Ashley Moody's done it. Politician Frank White hasn't. Now, Frank White's lying about Ashley Moody's record to hide his.
Politician Frank White never prosecuted a case, never practiced law in a courtroom. He's a car salesman turned politician whose old D.C. firm funneled thousands to Pelosi and Obama.
Ashley Moody's the real conservative, pro-life, A-rated by the NRA, stands with President Trump, endorsed by Attorney General Pam Bondi. Moody upheld Stand Your Ground, defended our values, protected our laws, and locked up criminals. That's why she's endorsed by nearly 90% of Florida's Republican sheriffs. We trust conservative Ashley Moody. So can you.
Approved and paid by Ashley Moody, Republican for Attorney General.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Nice weather for most of the day, and then by afternoon we may get a thunderstorm. The high today, 92. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 77. And right now, it is 78 here at WBOB.
Okay, we're going to be taking your calls coming up next at 222-TALK, 222-8255. More on the big discussion on the fair tax. It really does not have anything to do with the state of Florida. I mean, it could, but is this a top-tier issue among state issues? What did you guys think? What about the race? Has your mind been made up, or are you still going to be pretty much savvy about it with some of you in the absentee ballot race to sit back and say, I don't want to see what else may come out? Several people sat back and said, you know what? I support Adam Putnam, but I think I'm going to lean towards DeSantis because he's wrong on the fair tax. I want to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. 255, the email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Karen Morton, Roger Henderson, Matt Schellenberg, all coming up on the other side on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's lawyers have responded negatively to the latest interview proposal from special counsel Robert Mueller. Western New York Congressman Chris Collins says the insider trading charges brought against him are without merit. He says he will prevail in court. A Republican lawmaker also saying he will run for re-election in the fall. The Trump administration hitting Russia with new sanctions following an incident in England back in March. It was the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the incident. A 51-year-old man under arrest in Southern California. He's accused of setting a wildfire that has so far charred about 6,200 acres south of Los Angeles.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Dow futures up about 50 points. S&P futures ahead 3.5. More details at srnnews.com.
On the floor and bridge going north this morning, we are seeing a broken down car. It's on the right side of the highway. Road Rangers are helping to clear that problem up right now. 95 North on the ramp to 8th Street. Traffic's backed up a bit. And 295 North just before Phillips Highway, all the way to Bay Meadows, we're looking at back up. Should be a nice day for most of the day weather-wise, then thunderstorms possible by afternoon. A high of 92 this evening, partly cloudy, with a low of 77, and right now it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked the election systems here in Florida. Things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for a Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. And the primary elections held this past week in several states show that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democrat challengers.
Contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
He's lying about the fair tax. Now, the fair tax is something that gets rid of every federal tax and imposes a consumption tax. Vice President Pence, when he was in the House of Representatives, co-sponsored H.R. 25. You know who else endorsed H.R. 25? The Republican-controlled Florida legislature. In 2014, they sent Senate Memorial 118 to Washington, and the instructions were, we urge the Congress of the United States, as the official policy of the state of Florida, to abolish all federal taxes, institute H.R. 25. It would be good for Florida. That's our own Republican legislature said it, and now he's lying about it.
That was the debate last night. Good morning. 32 minutes after the hour. Ed Dean here, along with Roger Henderson, also in studio with his chairman of the Duval County Republican Party, Karen Morton. I'm still trying to get Lisa King. I met Lisa. Got along very well, trying to get her on.
You're going
to
see her to poverty tonight.
Yeah, you'll see.
You're on most 70, see you tonight.
You're going over there.
Yeah, I just don't want. I'm going to go in incognito because when the Dems start seeing me, it's like holy water and a vampire. You know, they start going the other way. But anyways.
Well, did I have a silver bullet or wooden stand?
No, I usually knock them down in the silver bullet. Councilman Matt Schellenberg, City Councilman of Jacksonville, all of us, us three in the studios were in the debate watching it last night. So are we overplaying this issue of the fair tax? I mean, even DeSantis admitted last night, this is not an issue that's going to happen in Florida. This is a nationwide issue. But evidently, the ads, people have been emailing me of saying, you know, Karen, the ads that we're hearing from DeSantis, or excuse me, against DeSantis from Putnam is something we'd hear from the Democrats, some are saying.
Yeah, yes, a lot of saying that. And I get a lot of phone calls and I have a lot of conversations with voters all over the county. And I've got to tell you, that does come up a lot. A lot of people are very, very upset.
And a lot of Putnam supporters have called up this show and said, we love Adam, but we're going to lean DeSantis because he hasn't
properly
explained the fair tax.
You know what? They have been pushing and trying to get fair tax or trying to get some kind of tax reform for so long, and they are so dedicated to it that they were blindsided by this.
Has it become stale? Has it become stale? I mean, it's been out there. I read a book about that and the flat tax. I mean, at some point, after some point, they you end up deciding, let's find some other way to get this done.
Well, to an extent, possibly, but it doesn't matter if it's fair tax or some other iteration. People want something done. They're tired of it.
I think you've got a point, Matt. I think the fair tax debate has become stale because the only people not promoting the fair tax are Republicans as far as a vote. It comes up as far as chatter. Oh, let's eliminate the IRS every year when you pay an income tax. By the way, you will never eliminate the IRS. It's Department of Revenue. You always have a Department of Revenue. You can call it the ERS, the IRS, doesn't matter.
Even though it's unconstitutional.
The FRS. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that the Republicans, even Trump, they don't even have a vote for the fair tax. So it has become stale, I think.
I think so, and I think that for the last 8 years, people just wanted the job. I think right now, this goes back many years ago. He says, Matt, I am glad to pay taxes. I'm not paying taxes and I'm not making any money. So you have two sides of that coin that you want to be able to earn money to pay the taxes for the things that you think are important that the United States is doing. But when you look at the budget and what they're spending the money on, that is the issue. It's not that you can look at the revenue over the last five years.
The feds or the Jacksonville City Council?
Both. Okay. Both. The revenues from every government entity.
Let me get
has
some phone calls,
up.
All right? Let me go to Daniel. Hey, Daniel, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, Ed. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning.
I'll qualify this statement. The tax credit, I'm a tax accountant, has made me a nice living over the years. Mm-hmm. And I remember in college writing a paper on the fair tax years ago, and it is a heavily supported Republican idea, and it's a great idea. It is a great idea. I just never thought in my life I would see a Republican come out against it.
Wow.
Now, what I'm saying? Instead of Adam Putnam, that's Charlie Putnam. Him and Charlie Christie team up and go ahead and do their
thing. Oh, wow.
That's a good line. He's done as far as Republican politics. Because anybody that ever runs against him just needs to show that clip in a Republican primary, and he might as well pack it up, just like DeSantis is making me pack it up now.
All right. Well, an interesting point. Thanks for the call, Danny.
See,
go ahead.
It's not stale.
Do you think there's anything that Adam can do to change the direction of where everybody, the polls are saying over the last 5 or 6 days?
I don't know. Here was more of the debate last night.
Despite the way you characterize it as a 23% tax,
it is an objective fact that it's a 23% tax on services with no exemptions. It does call for the elimination of the income tax, but it doesn't repeal the constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, that makes the income tax possible. Do you really think that a future Democratic Congress wouldn't rush to bring an income tax on top of the 23% sales tax? It may sound good in a Harvard economics classroom, but it is bad for seniors. It is bad for Florida's real estate market. It is bad for Florida. And
actually, so here's what DeSantis responded to that last night.
The lefties at Harvard would hate the fair tax. You know why? Because it totally puts the lobbying class out of business. There's no more tax code. There's no more any of that stuff. Now, look, in Florida, this is something the governor's not going to deal with either way. But I do think it's important. If he's willing to misrepresent something that many conservatives have supported for years, the fair tax, by spending millions of dollars in commercials and fake advertising, what makes you think as governor that he would actually level with you?
You know, I would have, if Putnam would have come across and say, and he's right, there's quite a few proposals of the fair tax. There are some that talk about a prebate, which I'm not really in favor of, but some say there's a non-prebate, which is fine. Just sit back and say, listen, I'm open to the idea. I think we ought to have a conversation here. Do we allow certain exemptions? I mean, at least somewhat compromise. But I mean, when you have people out there that are sick and tired, and Matt, some of you have been emailing me this morning saying that Putnam sounds like he just wants to keep around the income tax, it doesn't make Putnam look that good.
I would tend to agree with him. Even when I saw the ad, I thought that there's another side of that, what was going on. He brought a point up last night, but I think that it's lost on people that there's a lot of things that need to happen. I think that he should have stayed away from it, but I think he was looking for something that gravitated or grabbed hold of people, say, vote for me, because I really know what's going on in Florida.
When we look at the advisors, yes, you know, Putnam was very, very slow in coming on board with Trump. But when you look at his advisors, you're talking about establishment, you're talking about the old Bush era people who are advising him, and they're the ones that are going, yeah, go hit him on fair tax. Well, that was a stupid move.
Here was another ad that's been running against DeSantis from Adam Putnam. If you didn't know this was from Putnam, you might have thought this was from a Democrat.
What we're going to do is we're going to save Medicare. We're going to save Social Security.
Trump's got our back, but I'm not so sure about Ron DeSantis.
Congressman DeSantis voted to cut Social Security and Medicare. That's not what Trump wants.
Cutting Social Security and Medicare? DeSantis has spent too much time in Washington.
DeSantis even voted to increase the retirement age. You gotta be kidding me.
I've earned my benefits.
Now, I mean, Karen, these ads are so bad. I thought the mayor's guy, Brian Hughes, was running this campaign.
Left jab.
But what I'm getting at is that DeSantis, I think if DeSantis had come, or Putnam, again, this is just analysis now, if he would have come out and say, listen, as he did last night, Karen, that DeSantis does not know enough about state issues. I mean, water is a big issue, but some of the stuff that that Putnam talked about, I think he kind of over-explained. I don't think DeSantis did a decent job, but could have explained a little bit more. I think that the Putnam crowd would be much happier to sit back and say, folks, we need to continue the good education, the money that's been funded, or the way things have been going with the economy. I'm the guy to continue to lead that on with Rick Scott. Nobody seems to be talking about that either.
Yeah, and that is true. People get so hung up on these one-hour debates, and 1 hour really doesn't do them justice, but you kind of wonder whether or not anybody would watch for longer than an hour. Because our attention span is so short these days, but you can't get into detail. You can't get into our major policy issues. 1 hour allows you 90 seconds or 30 seconds to respond. It allows you to get out your quick talking points and a couple of punches, and you're done. You're on to the next topic.
So let's change the subject.
What do you mean? Let's change the subject.
To this extent, it's not really debate. Why doesn't Ken in these debates say, "Hey, we're going to talk about this. Give me your position. You got 2.5 minutes, 2.5 minutes, and let them have at it."
I agree.
To have a discussion versus this minute and a half.
This is how it was summed up last night after the debate.
Where the candidates differ the most is in their backgrounds and experience, and that's where sparks flew.
And one thing some spectators told me is you could really see these guys' backgrounds and how it came out in their answers. Putnam is the state agriculture commissioner. He was very knowledgeable about state issues. Ron DeSantis, a congressman, very knowledgeable about federal issues. So that was something a lot of spectators saw here tonight.
I wonder, is this coming down, before we get away just for a moment, I'm going to get to the phone calls in a moment. Is this pretty much, Karen, let me start with you, then Matt, give me a couple quick responses. Mm-hmm. People have said on this radio show, nobody's complaining about Florida. They like the way things Governor Rick Scott has done.
No, very much so.
But even both sides, they're all still ticked off at D.C., and they're saying that, hey, Ron's our guy because he's part of going after trying to drain the swamp, and he's our conduit. Is that what you hear, Karen?
Very much so. Very much so.
Matt?
I would agree. I think that we are in a great direction in Florida. We're going to have 6 million more people in the next 12 years, and water is a very important issue, and wetlands and things like that, water quality, and I think that...
But I think the immigration debate's been overplayed. It's not as bad as it is in other states.
I agree.
All right. 222-TALK. Your calls are coming up next. 222-TALK. Love to hear you, what you have to say. Did you see the debate last night? What have you heard of the clips this morning? Are some of you... I have several emails this morning. Hey, I'm still sticking with Putnam. I'm a huge Trump guy. Putnam's lost my support. DeSantis, some people are saying, did not talk enough about the issues that pertain to my back pocket statewide. So we'd like to hear from you coming up next right here at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-95 north of the Fuller Warren Bridge, there's a broken down car on the right. The road rangers are there clearing that problem up now.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him." This is a promise from God specifically to those who love Him. God promises that in all things, His desire is to work good in our lives. We have an enemy. In John 10:10, Jesus says that enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus goes on to say that He, Jesus, has come to bring life to us. Let's not confuse what God does with what Satan does. The two are far different. What God does is always for your good.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com. That's godfirstmin.com.
Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group A.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly Sadler has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable, let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Pontevedra.
Nice weather for most of the day. Maybe a thunderstorm or two by afternoon. A high of 92, partly cloudy this evening. 77 degrees the low tonight, and right now it's 78 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. The primary elections held this past week in several states show that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democrat challengers. And U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked the election systems here in Florida.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
11, Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have breached and penetrated voter registration systems here in Florida. Those shocking comments come as a surprise to the governor and the State Department. They claim to have received zero information supporting his claim. They also urged Nelson to share any evidence he has. Nelson is facing a re-election challenge in November from Governor Rick Scott.
Yeah, so Governor Rick Scott, is this going to be the new norm of Dems? I mean, I do think Dems are going to actually do quite well this year. Maybe not in the U.S. Senate, but...
Yeah, not this guy.
But Bill Nelson says that, we got proof that the Russians have already penetrated local supervisor of elections. The problem is when he's asked about that, he goes, well, I can't tell you, it's classified. Quote, that's what he said. So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, FBI, all of them say, we can't corroborate this information. There's no evidence to support this. So I guess if Nelson loses, is they can just blame it on the Ruskies.
That's what they're blaming.
I think this is one of the first times he's actually had a hard opponent. I think that he has skated through this. He went up to the space. But look at what he's done. He hasn't done anything except vote exactly along the Democratic Party. Thinking, no leadership, no nothing.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. Karen Morton is chair of the Duval County Republican Party. Councilman Matt Schellenberg, businessman, local city council. Tonight, the Dems have their debate. Yes, I will be covering that as well. But is there really, when you listen to a blue wave, is it going to come from the left or is it going to come from more traditional Democrats? Dana Perino from the Daily Briefing says, if you look at the left this past week in their primaries, they lost to the, quote, traditional Democrats.
Is how the left-wing progressives are not winning. So more traditional establishment type moderate Democrats who have been around the block a few times, they're winning. So Bernie and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they have an interesting duo. They get a lot of attention. They have an outsized influence in the media, but they're not translating that into wins on the ground.
222-TALK, 222-8255. Johnny, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. So we got Bill Nelson with what I'm dubbing the Ruski Ruse. They're going to make the Fall Guys Russia now.
Right.
Anytime you're going to have a Democrat lose, they're going to blame it on the Russians now. And it's very clear. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Good
All
show.
Right.
Thanks.
To the point. Appreciate it. 222-TALK, 222-8255. As of Wednesday morning, nearly 400,000 vote-by-mail absentee ballots have been cast. 47% of them are Republicans, 38 are Democrats. They asked the question, political.com, is there a blue wave? Listen, we have to call it the way it is. There's a difference between a primary and the general election.
Huge difference, yeah.
Anything new by those numbers? I don't see anything
new. No,
there's nothing new. Someone said, you were talking about earlier, is that a high or low historically? This is statewide, is that right?
I think it's about right.
But here's the point. To sit back and say whether the numbers are high or low, in Duval County, you don't have any really with excluding maybe some of the judicial races, there isn't that many, quote, sexy races going on. Some counties have congressional, some don't. So the numbers are going to go up and down. I don't think you can overlook it. That's why you have to look at the general election numbers.
But what do you think the percentage? Did you talk to Jerry Holland or Michael Hogan about what he thought the percentage of people
I think
turn out
I think
is going
to be? What are they talking, 18 to 22% maybe?
Same as all the other.
Oh, my gosh. But people are going to make that difference.
And a lot of it in the primary, which some voters I wish you would understand, does make it up for the general election. In other words, that's going to be the general election in the primary. Let's go to 222 Talk, 222-8255. Let's go to Greg. Greg, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey. What's going on, Ping Pong Champ?
What's going on with you, man? Who are you supporting? You supporting DeSantis or Putnam?
I'm going with DeSantis because you're talking about this blue wave.
Right.
I see a blue wave every time I drive through St. John's County with all these recycle bins.
All right, little humor there. I'm still trying to find some humor, but anyway. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Another big debate that's also coming up is that more people are saying that if the Democrats win in the House this year, that forget about the issues of minimum wage and everything, their top-tier issue is going to be impeachment. Here with that was Greg Gutfeld and Geraldo Rivera from Fox News, The Five.
Before he does the explaining, the problem with the Republicans losing the House of Representatives is what? It is that they will move immediately to try and impeach the president of the United States. I really believe that in my heart, even though I am in many ways a very progressive person.
Pelosi says
it's
not necessarily
in this
something they're going to do.
I want him to survive, and I hate the idea that they're going to short-circuit his term or attempt to. And at the very least, it's going to be a gigantic distraction from real problems like North Korea, like Syria.
It's also going to create massive unrest in America.
100%.
We have 66 million people knowing that you are now stealing election because you didn't like the results of
race. You know, they can claim it's about any issue, but, you know, when you got Tommy Steyer says, I'm going to spend millions here in the state of Florida, but our top tier issue is going to be impeachment.
Right.
I just can't think alone that's going to be their issue.
Well, that's been that is the issue with the Democrats, is that you've got the activists there who are pushing, and they're leaving the rest of their constituency way behind.
Yeah, there's still a lot of conservative Democrats up here. Don, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I have a question regarding the election. There's claims that the Russians have hacked our election system. No one has adequately explained how they've hacked it and what effect that would take. I'll take your answer off the air.
Well, you know, Don, I think you answered it. No one can explain how they hacked it. The supervisor of elections, the secretary of state, came out last year and said, we got people are always trying to send us viruses, but we couldn't tell you half the time where it comes from.
Yeah, my question is, where did Senator Nelson get, where was he briefed on
he says it was classified. He hasn't gotten.
He can't even tell you who told him?
So Don,
the FBI, CIA?
No, that even Homeland Security says we don't know that information. So Don brings up a great point. I mean, if they hacked it, who hacked it, where, and why?
I don't know. I find it's just... This is a desperation on Bill Nelson. He has nothing else to run on. So you throw it out there as if you think you know what's going on. It being inside the Beltway. And basically it sounded like he was a desperate attempt.
It's a little tough to hack a system that is not connected online.
Yeah, what if you have paper ballots, by the way? How do you hack that? I mean,
you
hack the account maybe afterwards?
You can't.
Maybe they're in the post office and they're taking it, and all those people voting for Rick Scott, they just throw them in the trash.
Quick question. You're going to watch it. Will you watch the debate tonight between the
Absolutely.
Dems?
Absolutely. Really? I'm going to get popcorn and have a good time.
How about you, Matt?
No.
Roger, you watching it?
But by the way,
yeah,
I just...
May I give kudos to the Dems? This is like their third, fourth, fifth debate. You know what? I got to tell it the way it is. At least they're doing something that voters want to see. Agree with them or not, this is something that has been lacking on the Republican aisle. I can't even get the attorney generals who are fans and advertising this radio show. They don't even want to have a debate against each other.
Okay, I think if you're running for office, I don't want 30 of them, but there shouldn't be a certain amount of debates that you are, that the citizens get to know.
Ed, I'm going to close it out with you. Good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, I was thinking that Bill Nelson, I think he was an astronaut before and I think he's in touch with the aliens. That's how he gets all of his information.
Oh, I
good
love
theory.
It.
Hey, that's good. That's a good theory. I like that.
Oh, man. More as we continue to move along. Talk Radio WBOB.
On the Fuller Warren Bridge going northbound this morning, there is a broken down car on the side. Road Rangers are there, and there's a little bit of backup.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
I hope you'll read my column today, either in your local newspaper if they carry it, or online at various websites, including calthomas.com. In it, I offer advice to President Trump about how he can seize the high ground on policy and perception and build an even stronger and wider base of support. Examples. Instead of criticizing basketball star LeBron James, who's helping at-risk kids at a new school James helped open in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, the president should have invited James and some of those kids to the White House. There, he could have made his case for school choice. Another suggestion. The president is right to promote the strong economy and new jobs created because of his tax cuts and deregulation of many industries. I suggested he invite people who now have jobs but didn't during the Obama administration on stage during his campaign rallies and have them thank him. The left will have a hard time opposing success. Even in our toxic political climate, many Americans still prefer graciousness to pettiness. I hope the president will try this different approach. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
August is Mixed Roses Month at Kuhn Flowers. From now until August 15th, you can get one dozen long-lasting mixed roses for just $69.95 and get another dozen absolutely free. You can choose to put all 24 roses in one container or have them arranged as individual orders. This special sale is for phone orders and local delivery only. It's the Buy 12 and Get 24 Mixed Roses sale only at Kuhn Flowers from now till August 15th. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947. Call 398-8601. That's 398-8601.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
Mostly blue skies for most of the day, but then we could get some rain by afternoon, a high of 92. Partly cloudy this evening, 77 the low. Right now it's 78 at WBOB.
Karen Morton, what's the website for the Republican Party here locally?
DuvalGOP.com.
And Matt Schellenberg, councilman and businessman. So it's good to see you guys.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
Hey, listen, we covered a lot of national, but state. But this is a few weeks left before this big, big debate tonight. It's going to be the Democrats' debate.
It's going
to
be fun.
Oh, boy, I have to go cover that. What did I do wrong? Why aren't you covering it, Roger? Anyways, no, I can't.
And you wake up way earlier than I do. I get up at 4.
I was actually in bed by 11 last night. That's no. All right. More as we continue to move along, we're thankful to God every day for the show. Thankful to all of you that listen. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.